Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Tuesday, April 22nd. I'm Megan Lynch. Catholics around the world now observing 9 days of mourning following the death of Pope Francis. Today at the Cathedral Basilica, Archbishop Mitchell Rozanski held a special mass.
Pope Francis did not follow the traditional trappings of other popes, and Archbishop Rozanski says that's because he identified with the poor.
I think that was because of his pastoral experience in Buenos Aires. And in being able to identify with the poor, he wanted to live as humbly as possible.
He chose the name Pope Francis.
Many thought he meant Francis Xavier, who was, of course, a very popular Jesuit saint, is a popular Jesuit saint. But he chose St. Francis of Assisi.
And that's because he identified with the poor. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
This is KMOX religion editor Fred Bottomer. St. Louis native, former auxiliary bishop here, now Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York, says he'll remember Pope Francis for his personal acts of kindness.
I won't forget when he called me when my mom died. I won't forget when he called in the middle of COVID, just when COVID had started, to say, how are things in New York? I won't forget when he wrote a note to my brother-in-law who was dying of cancer. These are personal things that you think of and that make the grief more poignant.
Cardinal Dolan will head to the Vatican now to take part in the funeral services for Pope Francis, meet with all the cardinals of the church, and then in about 2 weeks take part in the conclave to choose a new pontiff. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
Pope Francis might have been the first economic development pope.
Pope Francis was someone for his entire service and liturgy. Stood for the rights of the disfranchised, the rights of poor people, the rights of those who were considered as outsiders.
Patricia Campos Medina, executive director of the Worker Institute at Cornell University, tells KMOX Pope Francis spoke in support of unions' recent pushes for higher wages and improved working conditions. She says Francis believed people would uphold the social contract if they could support themselves through the dignity of work. The National Weather Service confirms 4 tornadoes touched down in the Metro East on Easter, an EF1 in Waterloo, an EF1 near Columbia, an EF0 in Millstatt, and another EF1 near Baldwin in Randolph County. No deaths or injuries reported. The search is on to figure out what's causing a bad smell at Francis Howell North High School that's affecting staff. At least 3 staffers are on workers' compensation leave. 1 student is homesick because of the odor. Engineers did a smoke test to try and figure it out. The district says air quality tests show there are no harmful gases or fumes. Accusations of banning media members ignited a fight on the floor of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen.
Former Fox 2, now independent journalist Elliot Davis claimed new rules creating a process for media to get credentialed were put in place specifically to bar him from the Board of Aldermen. This claim, refuted by Aldermanic President Megan Green, led to a fight.
Let's say the name, Elliot Davis. Does anybody down here not know who Elliot Davis is?
But see, that's why I say rhetoric, because, again, if
no,
me and you can have a...
Let's be specific, so let's say the
yeah,
name.
Yeah, but we're talking about, and let's have a real conversation, we're talking about somebody who went live on the floor. It's funny that that person can say, I'm banned from the floor, while being on the floor...
However, the previous rules already required media be credentialed to access the floor, despite being hardly enforced. The new rules created a process around credentialing and were approved by the Board of Aldermen. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A threatening outburst during the Daniel Riley trial goes to trial itself.
When Riley was convicted in the car crash that cost a visiting volleyball player her legs, a very high-profile case, there was yelling that came from the audience. 35-year-old Eric Bunton of Madison, Illinois, was arrested then. According to a sheriff's deputy who was in the courtroom then, Bunton yelled, F the judge and the jury, they are all racists. If I see any of them outside, I'm going to effing kill them. Judge Michael Noble was called as a witness since he was one of those threatened. Bunton was sentenced to 2 years of probation by a Jefferson County judge who was brought in to avoid conflicts of interest. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
In Missouri, anti-Semitic incidents were down in 2024, but that's comparing it to a record year in 2023. The ADL says last year, Missouri recorded 105 incidents, including 37 incidents of white supremacist propaganda and 1 assault. The difference in 2024 was that the Anti-Defamation League says the majority of incidents were not related to Jewish people, but to Israel. Building a healthier future for animals, agriculture, Missourians, and beyond.
That's what the University of Missouri says its expanded veterinary diagnostic lab and future complex in Columbia will do. MU Chancellor Moon Choi spoke during an expansion celebration of the College of Veterinary Medicine's new lab and future 73,000-square-foot complex.
There's not a more important place on this campus that engages with the agricultural community than this building.
The university says the expansion includes leading-edge equipment to determine the species of a bacterial or fungal pathogen within 2 hours instead of days. Beth Coughlin, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.